Wilfred, starring Elijah Wood. Trust thyself only, and another shall not betray thee. Thomas Fuller. Trust. Ryan sitting in his garden, looking at a wedding invitation on his tablet PC. He's distracted by a noise from next door and goes to listen at the fence. An axe head suddenly pierces the flimsy panelling and Wilfred smashes his way through.
Morning, Ryan.
Wilfred, you know there is a gate.
Why, yes, it is a beautiful day and I am well. Thanks for asking, mate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've forgotten my manners. May I take your axe?
All right, Ryan. Angry irony noted. Want to talk about it?
It's not a big deal. My ex, Paula, she's getting married.
How'd she dump you?
Actually, I dumped her.
Yeah, right.
I did. We were dating for about a year, and then one night, out of the blue, we're in bed, and she sticks her finger in my butt. Just like that, without any discussion. Freak.
If you dumped a tidy piece like that over the saintly act of knuckle-busting your anus hole, I'd say that makes you the freak.
What, I'm supposed to put a ring on that finger?
Ryan, I think you're not being honest with yourself about this breakup. There's a deeper issue here. Deeper than Paula's finger could ever reach.
You know what? I'm done talking about this. I have a lot to do today.
Yeah, let's get started.
Take it easy. I just said it doesn't seem fair of Jenna to leave you alone all day.
She is a single career girl doing the best she can under extremely trying circumstances.
God, your breath.
I will not tolerate any criticism of Jenna. She's perfect.
Wilfred, I like Jenna a lot. Did she ever talk about me?
What? Like I'd tell you. That would be an extreme violation of her trust now, wouldn't it? I know it's difficult for someone like you to understand that kind of loyalty.
What are you talking about? I'm a loyal friend, right?
You're fine, Ryan.
I'm better than fine. I'm as loyal as you are.
Oh, mate, you are simply not capable of my kind of loyalty. It's deep, profound.
Wilfred, I'm a very loyal person. I would do anything for a friend.
Talk is cheap, Ryan. But I know how you can prove it. Christ! It's the 21st century! I can't believe these racist rules still exist.
I think there's a dog beach up north.
Oh, is there? A place that allows the likes of me to swim in God's blue ocean. What an enlightened society this is. Bloody hell.
I know it's not fair.
Have you ever been in a sack race?
What does that have to do with anything?
Everything has to do with everything, Ryan. I've only been in the ocean once, just after I was born. There were seven of us, stuffed into a sack and tossed into the frigid waters of the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, my God.
I panicked. Hell, we all did. Pouring and biting, desperately trying to get out of that burlap death trap. We finally broke through. By the time I got to the surface, I realized I was the only survivor. It was awesome.
It sounds like a nightmare.
You don't get it. You don't know what life is until you've tasted the salty brine of death. I want to feel that thrill again, and I ain't got too many good swimming years left. This could be my last chance, Ryan. Carne diem.
Carpe.
Carne. It means meat in Spanish. How do you live in LA and not know that?
Cops patrol this beach all the time. I can't let you swim here.
Gave up on that proving your loyalty thing pretty quickly.
Wilfred starts to walk away.
Wilfred.
Ryan looks around anxiously.
Promise me you'll be discreet.
Ryan! I'm in the ocean! Oh, Ryan, watch this!
Wilfred's frolicking in the water.
Ryan! It's a pelican! It's a pelican!
Dogs aren't allowed on the beach.
He's just a little excited.
This was a pelican!
Oh my God!
It was a pelican!
A lifeguard comes striding towards Ryan as Wilfred scampers off.
$300.
Worth it.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. And another 100 for not having my ID. What happened to my wallet? I know I had it last night. Did you?
Look, Ryan, I want you to know that after what you just did for me, well, I was wrong. You are a true and loyal friend.
Yes, it's a good day.
Ryan and Wilfred saunter along a busy street. A cyclist has to brake hard as Wilfred steps out in front of him. Wilfred pushes him off his bike, then he and Ryan scarper.
And it's a good day.
They They share a candy floss on a bench. Then Wilfred shakes sand off his coat onto two young women sunbathing topless. He takes their photo as they sit up. A man gives Ryan a disapproving look as Wilfred drinks from a water fountain. Wilfred waits outside a clinic for Ryan, who emerges with a prescription for medical marijuana. They high-five, then share a cannabis pipe in a smoky bar.
So take a deep breath.
Now Wilfred reclines at the back of a tricycle as Ryan pedals up front.
Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day.
As they arrive home.
Wilfred! Oh, God, there you are!
Oh, I was so worried about you. Oh,
I found him in my yard, so we went for a walk.
God, I'm so sorry. It won't happen again.
Well, actually, I hope it does. I think we were both feeling a little lonely, but we had a lot of fun.
Oh, oh. God, I am so glad. No, I hate the idea of Wilfred being alone all day. Did you miss me? Oh, God, that is some serious dog breath.
Must be the ocean water. I'll go rinse out. If you'll excuse me.
Someone needs to get his teeth cleaned.
Well, if you're too busy with work, I can take him to the dentist.
Wilfred hates going to the vet. Every time I try to take him, he just, like, freaks out. I can't even trick him into getting in the car. He always knows. It's like, Wilfred, get out of my head.
That's so silly.
I know. But your idea could work.
My idea?
Yeah, I can't trick him into going, but you can.
Oh, no, that's not my idea.
Oh, no, don't be modest. It's genius. He'll never suspect you.
Look, I don't think
If you pull this off, you will totally be my hero.
You make the appointment. I'll take care of the rest.
What did I miss?
Oh, you get to spend the whole day tomorrow with Ryan. Yeah! Good luck.
Good luck? What's going on?
Well, it's going to be a surprise, but I was thinking that tomorrow we could check out another place that you've always wanted to go.
Sizzler?
Well, no.
Titty Bar?
Interesting.
The movies?
No. I mean, yes, the movies.
You mean, like, at a real theater?
Yeah, and guess who's got a new movie out?
Matt Damon! Trent and Mofo of the Morning Zoo both called it a triumph, and they so rarely agree.
Well, how would you like to see Mr. Damon the way he's meant to be seen? Up on the silver screen with dimples 30 feet high.
Ryan, I am ashamed. I am ashamed I ever doubted you. I love you, mate.
Look, Wilfred...
All set! Thank you! I don't know what I would do without you.
You were saying?
Ryan hugs Wilfred.
I love you too.
And then after the movies, the four of us can grab some drinks, get shit-faced and take our tops off. What do you say, ladies?
Yeah.
Sorority girls? Really?
Ryan, we've only just seen those chicks and you've already found a perfectly stupid reason not to get to know them. Kind of reminds me of something you've done in the past, but I can't put my finger in it.
Okay, we're almost there. Here's your 3D glasses.
I look like welding goggles.
I know. Pretty high tech, huh? Put them on now. It'll give your eyes more time to adjust to the dark.
I can't see anything.
You will. You'll see everything soon enough.
What theater are we going to?
AMC.
The Animal Medical Center.
I'm telling you, Ryan, these 3D glasses are not working.
Don't take them off. And have some more popcorn.
Ryan, I want to see the theater.
Dogs wait with their owners in a reception area.
Well, not what I expected.
It's not as big as the IMAX, but...
No, that's not what I mean. I just thought now we're best mates. You might want to play a bit of ball first, at least buy me a drink, but no. You skipped all that and went straight to rooting me in the ass.
Okay, I lied. But it's for your own good. Jenna asked me to...
There's the real story behind this treachery. You're using me to get to my girl. I opened the door to my heart and you betrayed me!
I'm sorry. I was just trying to open the door to her heart.
Ready for Wilfred.
Why? So you can implant your tracking device in my neck? Stay away from me.
It's okay, Wilfred. You're just having a panic attack.
It's a conspiracy, Ryan. And you're playing right into their hands. Yeah! Wake up, dumb shits! The American Veterinarian Medical Association is a front controlled by a shadow organization funded by FEMA. The puppet master is Bob Barker!
A vet injects Wilfred.
Don't let them take my
Balls.
Ryan staring at a poster that reads dogs are people too as Wilfred comes to on a table.
Hey, how are you feeling?
I'll kill you. I'll murder you in your sleep. I was just concerned about your health.
Bullshit. This was meant to be a leg opener for Jenna, and you know it.
Hey, Pooch. I'm gonna scrape out your gums.
Wilfred, this is Dr. Bangersharm.
I need a doctor, not tech support.
Okay, boy, time to go to sleep again. Count backwards from 100.
100, 99, 98.
Wilfred, your friendship is important to me.
Save it, Ryan. My door is closed, locked, and bolted. 98. 98.
Wait, you have to understand. I just wanted Jenna to like me.
She does, mate. She fancies you quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Why am I telling you this?
It's the drugs. So you're saying I have a chance with Jenna?
No way. Never happen.
Well, why not? I'm not good enough for her. She's so perfect.
She's not perfect, Ryan. I just say she is because I want so much for it to be true. But she has a flaw. A big one.
Whatever it is, can't be that bad.
It is bad, Ryan. She has...
What? What does she have?
Mustn't betray her trust.
Tell me!
Jenna has a... dick.
Later, Wilfred's recovering at Ryan's house.
Is this water cold enough?
It's too cold. I guess I should be used to you disappointing me.
I apologize for lying, and I've been your bitch all afternoon. What do you want from me?
How about some painkillers? I just had major surgery.
You had your teeth cleaned.
A plastic bottle bong.
That's your first decent act all day.
Wilfred, you said something when you were under anesthesia. It's kind of funny, actually.
I could do with a laugh. What'd I say?
Well, you told me a secret about Jenna. You said she has a dick.
That's not funny.
I heard you say it.
I didn't. I wouldn't say something like that. Why would I say something like that?
Some anesthesias are like truth serum.
I was joking. You can't even tell them.
So you do remember saying it?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I didn't. But if I did, I was joking. Stop talking now.
I did some research, and there's a rare and unusual condition where women are born with ambiguous genitalia. Is this what you were talking about?
Jenna does not have a dick. She's perfect.
Is she? Or are you just saying that because you want it to be true?
Ryan, drop it. I'm begging you.
Ryan hides the bong, then goes to answer the door.
Nothing says thank you like vegan tofu wraps.
Great. I love tofu.
I'm kidding. Tofu week. Got us some big greasy Philly cheesesteaks.
There's my brave little soldier. Let me see those teeth. Oh, so handsome yes, you are.
You want me to open a bottle of wine?
The cheesesteaks? It's gotta be beer, right?
A woman who drinks beer. That's sort of rare and unusual.
Oh, you mind if I turn on the Brewers game? Oh, nice! Bottom of the first. Catch. Yeah! Woo! Yeah, you are out of there!
Dude.
Yeah! Ryan is my boy!
Yeah, Ryan Yount is awesome.
Ryan Braun. Robin Yount retired 20 years ago.
Right. Just saying. Go Brewers. You know, Robin is a funny name. I mean, if that's your name, I guess you'd have to decide whether or not you wanted to be a boy or a girl.
I don't think it really works that way. I mean, you're either born a boy or a girl, right?
Why do you ask?
Well, I don't think I did.
For the last time, he does not have a dick. He? Stop twisting my words.
So, quite the sports fan, huh?
Well, I didn't really have a choice. I have four older brothers.
Four brothers? Wow. Mom was pretty consistent. After spitting out all those boys, it must have been pretty tricky for a uterus to switch it up for you, huh?
What are you talking
Seriously,
about?
Seriously, Ryan. Just making conversation.
Excuse me.
I'm confused, Ryan. Why sell me out for a chance at Jenna's heart if you're only going to spend the whole night cock-blocking yourself?
Jenna has a dick. I heard you.
People hear what they want to hear.
Why would I want to hear that?
Because you're looking for a deal-breaker. Just like you did with that hot slut who finger-banged you.
This has nothing to do with Paula.
Everything has to do with everything. No wonder you're lonely. As soon as someone starts to care about you, you invent a reason to push them away.
And why would I do that?
How the hell should I know? I don't know how your mind works.
Ryan goes to listen at a door.
Can you hear that?
Sounds like she's pissing.
In the upright position.
What are you doing?
I was listening? Well, no, not at first, but it sounded like a pretty steady stream, like you were peeing standing up.
What?
It's okay. Mark Wahlberg has three nipples and he's a big star.
I don't pee standing up. I was pouring out my beer. I didn't want to finish it because I'd had too much and I was embarrassed and you're acting weird. I should go.
Jenna, wait, Jenna, let me explain. I'm not weird. I'm just...
Oh, holy shit!
That's research.
Wilfred!
Thanks for a lovely evening, mate.
Later, Ryan takes out a rubbish bag.
Go ahead. Say I told you so.
No need to now. And just so there's no confusion, the sound you're hearing, it's not me dumping a beer, I am actually pissing.
You were right, Wilfred. Everything has to do with everything. Girlfriends, family, you. I've sabotaged every relationship I've ever had.
Yeah. This sounds like a conversation you should be having with someone who gives a shit. Can I?
Give me a chance. Open the door.
How can you be a good friend to me when you can't even keep from betraying yourself?
I can change. I want to be happy.
Christ, it's not that hard, Ryan. Just get off your ass and go and tell Jenna how you really feel.
What if?
Who cares? You want me to be your friend, yeah? Well, trust me on this. Knock, knock, Ryan. It's time to open your door.
Carne diem.
That's the spirit. Now march on over there and give Jenna a reach around. Ah!
Ryan smiles unsurely. Now he's holding a bunch of flowers as he knocks on Jenna's door.
Hey, found someone in the garden again. He was sniffing these.
Sorry, I'll get that fence fixed.
No, I'm sorry. About tonight. Look, there's something you should know about me. I've been trying to hide it, but it's time I tell someone the truth. I know it's gonna sound crazy, but here goes. I'm awkward. No, I know. It's shocking, right? But not all the time, but sometimes I get nervous and I say incredibly stupid things, and I hope you can forgive me.
Well, Wilfred's a pretty good judge of character, and he seems to like you, so, okay.
Great. Oh, these are for you.
Thanks. I don't get why you get nervous. It's just me.
Well, the thing is...
Hey, babe, you got any man shampoo?
This is Ryan, the neighbor I was telling you about. This is my boyfriend, Drew.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, he just flew in from Wisconsin.
And boy, are my arms tired. I'm just kidding you. I feel great.
All right, let's go get you some shampoo. Thanks.
I remember what I was trying to say at the vet. Jenna has a dick for a boyfriend.
You just now remembered that?
Well, if I'm being honest, no. I lied. Guess that makes us even, yeah? But here's the good news. When it comes to me and you, the door is open.
Wilfred inhales smoke from a plastic bottle bong.
What's in the bag?
You like apples?
Yeah.
I got a bunch of Matt Damon movies. How do you like them apples?
Sweet. Seriously, what does he see in Ben Affleck? I take exception to that. People fart much more than they care to realize. I constantly am smelling fart feelings. Sometimes it's fear, or lust, or joy. And joy farts, and they are amazing.
That would fit.
Everything I need to know about someone, I can glean from their asshole. Some people think that eyes are the window into the soul. Couldn't be more wrong.